Let's begin with something that's top of mind for all New Mexicans as our state legislature is in a 30-day session with a whole lot to consider.
They do. They have a lot on their plate. And of course, this last weekend was Las Cruces Days in Santa Fe. And our publisher, Richard Coltharp, was up there to meet with the legislators and with the governor. And he went with a variety of groups representing Las Cruces who are working together. And his column, which will appear on page 6 of this week's bulletin, outlines some of those programs and initiatives that they're working together to try and accomplish for the Las Cruces-Doñana County region.
February starts on Saturday, and that means a couple of things. The first is Black History Month.
Black History Month is coming up. We've got a schedule of events begins on page 15, continues on page 16 of this week's paper. A couple of those events happening right here on campus and some throughout the community. So we encourage people to get involved and to attend as many of those events as they possibly can.
February also the month of love and the month of love for art.
Yes, we are overrun with arts material. In fact, page 27, the kickoff of our arts and entertainment section, we have a story about the different things that are going to happen, some of the different things. So we had more coming in after our deadline to get this paper to bed. So we'll have more in the following weeks throughout February, but we've got almost 3 pages of content devoted to For the Love of Arts month in this coming issue.
Bulletin putting the art in heart.
The heart, heart, art, art.
Moving on to some of the high-tech stuff and NMSU, how NMSU is leading the way for the statewide smart grid project.
And actually, it's more than statewide. UNM and NMSU are working very closely together on this project. Basically, the gist of the story is that the entire United States power grid could be disrupted fairly easily. And there's about 6 points where if they got attacked or if we got attacked, could disrupt things. And so the idea is to figure out ways to make that grid more secure and to bring down the size of any potential outage.
I don't know if you remember, it wasn't long after 9/11 that the entire Southwest grid was out.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you remember the story they told us? A dump truck backed into a power pole. So it's that easy.
It's pretty vulnerable, and this project is really interesting. That's on page 18 of this week's paper.
Always nice to hear that there's a new business coming to town that will bring some jobs with it.
Indeed, and that new company is called Big Tuna Pipe. They made a big announcement earlier this week, and we've got a story on our business page, page 40. They're supposed to bring initially about 30 jobs in their pipeline industry manufacturing to the area. But of course, as they grow and they intend to grow, they'll add more jobs as well. So that's exciting. It's good for economic development and it's good for people who are seeking jobs.
I know you're a huge football fan. Who will be winning on Sunday?
You know, I am not a huge football fan, but apparently I'm about one of the few in Doñana County. Mike Cook did a great story on page 42 on our sports section, talking to different leaders in Las Cruces about what their picks are for the Super Bowl, whether they're rooting for the 49ers or for the Chiefs, and what they predict the score will be and who their favorite teams are. And then he wraps it up at the end with his own predictions, and it's pretty amusing. I had a good time editing that story.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
It's always good to be here, Casey.